Thank you, choir, for that beautiful message and song. Lee, thank you for your song. And Francis, thank you for the offertory. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. If you have your Bibles, I would invite you to turn with me to Judges chapter 5 as we briefly read a portion of the song of Deborah in Judges chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. A poetic account of what occurs in Judges chapter 4 concerning Deborah and her leadership. Then Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, "When locks are long in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens poured, the clouds indeed poured water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, caravans ceased, and travelers kept to the byways. The peasantry prospered in Israel. They grew fat on plunder because you arose, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. When you gods were chosen, then war was in the gates. Was shield or spear to be seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord." Mother. The word conjures up a myriad of feelings and images. If we were to do word association this morning, we might hear such things as love, care, teacher, friend, life giver, disciplinarian, prayer warrior, giver, provider, mainstay, the stability in life. Or we may even hear of such words as overbearing. Maybe even mean. There are all kinds of images that come to mind. There are other images that come to mind as well, especially in times of crisis. Images of strength and of care. And sometimes images of giving of oneself in sacrifice for others. But most would not think of world leadership, though there is an old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Sometimes that hand was caring and loving, and sometimes it was harsh. And in either case, it did help rule various worlds. And that is true of individual worlds too, especially if you were raised as a male in the South. You don't make mama mad. But there are also those who serve in other capacities who fill the gaps sometimes when our moms are not there. As teachers, as leaders, as those who lovingly prepare and care in church, in school, in the community. Who serve as emotional moms when perhaps we have been deprived of emotional caring. Who serve as spiritual moms and guides for so many both within and without the church. Who serve not just as moms, but as our friends, when perhaps our mothers are not around with us, or perhaps we don't have such great memories of mom. And it's because of this loving care that God has given to them, that we are able to continue to grow. Now, today's text may seem odd for Mother's Day. Judges, the song of Deborah about winning war and battle. But I want us to think this morning about the strength and the care that God placed within this woman and how she willingly gave herself and her strength and her care, not just to her own, but to all of those who were under her care, all of Israel. Now, this is probably the oldest written passage in the Bible, the Song of Deborah. Written form, it predates anything else we have in the biblical text. And it is a song celebrating victory. Initially, victory in war. But it is also a song that celebrates this one woman who is faithful to God and who holds the position of a judge in Israel, a position normally held by men. We often talk about how the church would not be anywhere near what the church is were it not for the women. And that is a very true statement. I think it's safe to say that Israel would not have been what Israel became in any good fashion were it not for many of the women. And in this particular instance, were it not for Deborah, who stepped up, not just concerned with herself or her immediate family, but concerned with the entire family of Israel. All of those who are called her children, though physically they were not. We are introduced to this strong yet caring woman in Judges chapter 4, and then we come to chapter 5, to the song of Deborah. The people of Israel had fallen away from God again, and they found themselves cruelly oppressed by the king of Canaan, known as Jabin, who had a general, Sisera, who was one of the most ruthless warriors around. And he had 900 chariots of iron that he used to oppress the people. The people come to a point where they realize their sins and their need for deliverance, and they begin to cry out to God for someone to deliver them. And God goes beyond what they expected. And God chooses Deborah to lead the people. We are told in chapter 4 that Deborah is a prophetess and a judge, which probably indicates that she was above average insight and had greater perspective and was very sensitive to the activity of God all around her in the world and maintained a closeness with God, not just in prayer, but in each and every area of her life. And people came from all around to seek her advice and her judgments because they recognized her extraordinary perceptiveness and level-headedness. When many of the guys ran off on a whim or in a knee-jerk reaction, Deborah was level-headed and thought things through and looked for what was best for the entire nation. Her intuition and decisions were so sound that when she gave a decision or advice, people listened and considered it as law. She's the wife of a man named Lapidoth, which means firebrand, a rather strong character. And yet, Deborah had her own strength. Notice her husband Lapidoth was not the one called to be the judge and the leader. But it was Deborah who had that strength within her and that conviction personally and with God on behalf of all the people. In fact, she is so well respected that when she calls for Barak, he comes immediately to find out what she wants and what message she has. after she tells him he's to lead a ragtag army against the crack troops and charioteers of Jabin, king of Canaan, he's not so sure and tries to call her bluff in chapter 4 by saying, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go if you'll go, never expecting Deborah to step forth. But this strong woman who cared more for the people of Israel and the purposes of God than she did herself immediately went into battle with Barak and the troops. She had confidence in God's leading and confidence in the responsibility she had been given by God to lead her children, Israel. As we look in the poem, we find that strong woman sung about after the events have taken place. A strong mother for Israel in desperate times. This song breathes a sense of excitement into the text and into the lives of the people who read it later on. It opens with a call for praise and dedication to God who has saved them. Her long locks of hair were symbolic of a vow to God in ancient Israel. The hair signified dedication to God for His purpose. That vow was sacred. A sacred oath to follow God no matter what, and to help draw persons into dedicated service. The text says in verse 2 that the people offered themselves to God, and that is a blessing of God. Deborah herself offered herself to God and is a blessing, and those who followed her became a blessing because of their commitment. They followed her strength. They followed her care. They followed her commitment. Both the heavens and faithful people bear witness to that majestic power that God brings in Deborah and that God brings in so many other women who help to lead our lives and enrich them. God is praised in such people like Deborah. And like the women in this church and in so many other churches and communities who give of themselves and who oftentimes step forward forgetting themselves on behalf of the rest of the community to raise up faithful children and disciples. As we read in this song, we are told of what happened to the people before Deborah is called to lead. Caravans ceased to run regularly and travelers kept to the back roads in order to avoid robbers and killers. Even the farmers kept strictly to themselves or went into hiding, constantly looking over their shoulders for the bullies of Jabin and Sisera. The world seemed full of devastation for Israel, and then God raises up Deborah as a mother in Israel, and because of that, the people grow fat, the text says. That doesn't mean they sat around eating Oreos and dipping them in milk. What that means is they gained of the blessings of God and of the land. Why? Because Deborah, in her caring, strong, dedicated fashion, led them by giving herself, listening intently to all who came to her, listening even more intently to God, showing insight in the soundness of her decisions and her advice. She was strong. Especially when it came to her confidence in leadership when her children were threatened. Even if they brought some of it upon themselves, she had love and compassion and a passion for their well-being that outweighed selfish concerns. Though she had compassion, she was not weak. She stood strong and was resolved to do what was best. And as a result, the people found deliverance and a renewed love for as long as she and her memory lived. The strength and the care of that one who stood like a mother to all of Israel, reflected in so many others who do the same. Perhaps these qualities sound familiar to you on this day. Now, I know there are many times when we do not necessarily agree on everything, even with our mothers. Yet as we think of them and how many times we remember experiencing care and compassion and love and even strength, perhaps that will cause us to move beyond our own selfishness, to follow the strength of those who mother us throughout life, so that we might gain. And we too will bless the Lord for all of those who are our moms in so many different ways in our lives, offering themselves willingly to God and for us. May we find that loving care, and I think we do, all around. If you'd take a moment and just look around you in this place, there are so many who give of themselves. I didn't say have given, who give of themselves as spiritual and emotional moms, as those who have the strength and the care, and who do not stand idly by, but who pray, who cajole, who laugh, who cry, and who in their strength and insight and conviction with God make our conviction and lives so much richer and greater. And we can say, thanks be to God. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we do come to you thanking you that we have so many that you have given to us in so many areas of our lives that love us with strength and care, even when we fail, who stand with us and who lead out in our lives, who sometimes cajole, who are sometimes exasperated by us, but who, even in those times, are our mothers, our caregivers, your grace to us. We thank you for that. And we pray that you will help us to be more worthy of such caring love. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Before, I want to make a little switch here. Before we have the Lord's Supper, I would like for us to go ahead and sing our hymn of decision, number 366. Take my life, lead me, Lord. That's something that Deborah allowed to happen, and so many of the women here with us today and in our lives in the past have done. They have allowed God to take their lives and lead us. Our invitation is simple. If you have never made a public profession of faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, we would invite you to do so. If you feel that this is a place from which you would like to minister and a family of which you would like to be a part and are looking for a church home, we would invite you to come and to share that with us. But I would also invite you whether here today or for those who might later hear or see this program, this worship service. We do tape them. If you feel so led, we would like to hear and to know and to share with you. Hymn number 366, Take My Life, Lead Me, Lord.